Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here at the Canadian Tire Center getting set for the start of period number two. The Leafs had 12 attempts at goal, not 8 on goal, 2 blocked, 2 misses. Senators had 27 attempts at goal, 9, 9, and 9 in shots on goal, missed and blocked shots.
I'd like to see the Leafs maybe be a little more aggressive in the forecheck.
Shot down the ice. Icing's going to be called here against the Senators, and it'll come all the way back into the circle to the right of goaltender Marcus Hogberg.
And for the Toronto Maple Leafs, they come in on a two-game losing streak on the road. This is only the second time the Leafs have lost back-to-back games on the road under Sheldon Keefe. Early on in the season.
Shot off the faceoff by Matthews, went over top of the goal. Matthews punts it back to Dermott. Far side and a whistling shot wide. And the rebound off the end boards. Marner couldn't get to it. Played around back of the net now by Anisimov. Played up on the wing. Dermott is able to knock it back in. Hyman had to get back and tag up to stay onside. Gets it down into the corner. Marner getting it back to the point. Here's Barry with it now. Dropping for Matthews. Matthews stops. Back into the corner to Barry. Centering pass. Hyman couldn't redirect it on the doorstep. Kept in by Dermott on the far side in a battle, but it'll be punched out at center ice, forcing Tyson Barrie back to his own blue line. On to Marner, across the line. Thought about dropping it back to Matthews. That didn't work. Barrie has to wait for teammates to get onside, then just shoots it in, and the Leafs will change on the go here. Played up on the wing and out at center. Was my phone ringing?
Several times.
Oh, I didn't hear a thing. Back in along the board, shot off the side of the net. Played around back of the goal, and it'll be grabbed off there by Justin Hall, who plays it up on the wing, and overskating it was Kerfoot. Leafs have it back at their own blue line, though. Reversing it back there was Muzzin, and Hall gives it off to Nylander. Nylander circles again. He plays it up on the wing now for Kerfoot to Tavares to Nylander. Nylander going to the backhand, then curls. Works to the far halfboard, still has the puck. Looks back along the wall and drops it back to Muzzin over on the near side for Lilligren. Now to Kerfoot, back to the point to Muzzin, and a wrist shot scores! Jake Muzzin's wrist shot from about 4 feet inside the zone finds the back of the net. The Leafs own a 2-0 lead.
There was a lot of traffic in front, including Nylander and Tavares with a couple of Senators. So it would be difficult for me to believe this doesn't glance off somebody, whether it's a Leaf forward or a Senator defenseman. But Kerfoot saucers one back to the right point. Mike Riley is there. Taking a look from behind now. I mean, this is no way Hogberg sees this.
I think it might have gone off a Senator player.
Yeah. And then redirect short side.
Or did Tavares get a little chunk of it? We'll wait for the official announcement, but the Maple Leafs have a 2-0 lead.
It's a fortunate goal, but you've got two guys going to the net, which is a smart thing. So do the right things, you get some bounces.
Clifford down into the corner, rampages in there, took a hit, but makes the play to get the puck back to the blue line. Lilligren on the near side, dropping it back for Timoshov to the far point. It comes back in front of the net, flipped in there by Gauthier. Timoshov unable to get to it. Played back down into the corner, and now here's Sandin coming up. Up ahead for Lilligren. He's going to shoot it into the zone. Down the boards comes Kapanen, but he couldn't trap it. And the Senators now get it ahead, and Tkachuk gives the puck away. It's Muzzin's goal, and it'll be from Kerfoot and Lilligren. And along the wall now, here's Engvall with a shot. Pad save made by Hogberg. Play along the wall and controlled by Kapanen. Feathered back into the far corner. DeMello gets there first for Ottawa. Got it out, only to have it taken back by Engvall, who circles in his own zone. Leafs are changing as Pierre Engvall gets to the line and just gets it in over the line. Shot by Chabot out at center. Icing waved off, forces Dermott back to a loose puck back of the Toronto goal that draws attention. Puck is knocked free and it comes up on the near wall, trapped there and fanned on by Tierney, and that allows the Leafs an easy time to evacuate the zone, and Matthews is in on the right side. Matthews trying to make a little flip pass to himself. Now gets it in front of the goal. Oh, and unable to shoot it, or choosing not to shoot it, was Mitch Marner, and he had a great chance. And over the line, back the other way, Tierney now for Ottawa. Back of the goal, Namestnikov. Tied up, knocked down, puck goes back into the near corner. Chris Tierney is there to the blue line. A long shot goes off Muzzin and goes wide. Down around, back of the net, centering pass, and a good save made by Campbell. Leafs break it back out again and flipped into the zone by Hyman. He's going to get to the puck first, back of the net, stops, trying to flip it off the back of the goal to himself. That didn't work. And the Namestnikov now with the puck in his own zone gets it out at center. For Jake Muzzin, it's his fourth goal of the season, and the Maple Leafs have the 2-0 lead. Pass at center. Kerfoot makes a nice move to gain the zone, trying to barge down the boards. Rubbed out there on the hit by Nick Paul. Two Leafs back of the goals, trying to center it in front. And a hit by Sandin will allow Liljegren to a loose puck as he plays it over here on the near wing. Chipped ahead, in over the line for Nylander. And going back after the puck is Dylan DeMello. Played ahead by Nick Paul. Paul having difficulties getting it out, now does, and then a pass is intercepted by Tavares, and the Leafs have it back at their own blue line. 14:53 to play in the second period, and the Maple Leafs here with a 2-0 lead. Nylander trying to make a little pass there to Kerfoot, had it hit a skate, brought back the other way, now quickly by Colin White. Shot stopped on the short side by Campbell. And the Leafs have control of the puck in their own zone with Barry turning in front of his own net and then scampering back behind his goal to free it up in the far corner for Dermott. Dermott up ahead, chipped to the blue line, and a hit there by Clifford as he stood up. Scott Sabourin with a pretty good hit. Lead pass, Leafs breaking in over the line, tackled! Tackled! Are you kidding me? Timoshov, that was as good an open field tackle as you're going to see from the Roughnecks. My goodness.
Ottawa is up there with taking penalties. They have not been assessed one now. I think they're 27th in the NHL, which means 27th worst.
I mean, he jumped, got his arms around his neck, and rode him to the ice. Now here's Spezza, unable to get out from behind the net, and it's cleared out at center ice. Engvall reversing the puck and getting the Leafs organized at their own blue line. Here's Muzzin, right side Kapanen, driving the net, doesn't shoot it. Curls back at the half boards, now back towards the blue line, then goes back into the corner. Engvall gets his pass, back to the point to Muzzin. Over on the far side to Hall, wrist shot coming into the crowd is blocked. Kapanen is able to keep it in with a long shot wide of the net. Engvall to the near corner is upended there by Riley. And a penalty will come now to Ottawa. Kept in at the blue line by Muzzin. Tipped and touched now, and the first power play of the game. Wow. I mean, this is a penalty too, but the other one was comical. That was... Yeah.
And it might have even been a scoring chance.
Five, yes, you're right. It is a Leaf power.
On a breakaway. I'm going to say breakaway.
Yeah. The power play brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealer. Celebrate the worst of winter in a Subaru. Hurry into your local Ontario dealer during their Bring On Winter event for lease and finance rates from 0.99%. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. This is the 160th power play opportunity for the Maple Leafs, the fourth least in the National Hockey League. Only San Jose, Anaheim, and the Islanders have had less. Vancouver, 48 more times on the power play than the Maple Leafs at this point.
How many
season.
Times more short, though? Look at that.
You know, what? If you'd asked that question this afternoon, I'd have looked that up. But I am going to tell you another piece of information.
If you would have told me that stat, I would have asked you the question.
Well, I would have thought maybe you had it. Leafs can't keep it in. It goes out at center. Now, how about this? The New York Islanders are 31st in power play opportunities, 127. Where do you think they are in penalty kill? Chances shorthand. 31st, 148. And that team that is a physical team has that fourth line that goes around banging and bashing.
You should be good at the penalty kill if you're shorthanded that often.
But yeah, but that's the least in the league. The least time shorthanded. Here's a pass for Matthews. And a shot is deflected into the corner off this pad of Hogberg. Leafs with it as Tavares comes out. Gets it back to the point. Matthews has broken a stick and gone to get another one. Quickly handed to him there by Brian Papineau, kept in now by the Leafs. Into the corner, it goes to Nylander. Nylander around back of the net. In for Marner. Marner looking in front, can't get it to Tavares. It goes back to the blue line. Walking the line, Barry. Now to Matthews. Matthews back to Barry. Barry to the far side to Marner. Marner sends it towards the net, blockered into the corner by Hogberg. Centering pass, off a stick, it comes right to Matthews in front of shot. And that was off Hogberg and went wide. Nylander with the puck, good pressure here from Toronto, and a couple of good looks. Centering pass, Hogberg, a save off Nylander. Spun around to the far side, Marner's going to get to it. Marner works to the top of the circle, holds into the corner. Far side, looking in front, still with it, back to the point it goes. Barry walks to the middle, off on the wing to Marner. Marner with a shot, and it's high and wide, and the rebound is going to carry him all the way out into the center ice area. Brought back by Toronto. Shot into the zone by Tyson Barry. Far side, a puck comes free. Brought out at center, and the Senators have got a 3-on-1 break. Shorthanded, going to the net, a shot. Campbell to save, and he stops the shot on the short side. Now Hyman trying to come back the other way. The Senators are number one in the league in shorthanded goals with a dozen. And almost had a 13th there. Puck goes over the glass and out of play.
Chris Tierney has four himself. But here on this last play, for some reason, Tyson Barry goes to the bench on a line change. Just no big deal, except it gives the Senators a 3-on-1 back the other way. So Leafs are fortunate that Jack Campbell comes up with a stop.
Yep. And a good pass by Campbell.
Barry was out there for the entire power play, so he was tired, but you got to be a little smarter in your line changes.
Especially in the second period. Shabbat.
Either that or they got a lot of confidence in Jack Campbell.
Maybe that's the other thing. Brought in now by Pageau, trying to go to the net. That was blocked. Clifford dishes it off on the left wing, and Timoshov will dump it down into the Ottawa zone. A hit there as it comes free and played by Savarin out at center ice and then launched into the Toronto zone. Campbell thought about going out into the trapezoid to play it, then thought better of it. Here's the Senators working into the corner with Ennis. Tyler Ennis, the former Leaf, tried to go to the front of the net and was knocked back. Batherson with the puck, loses it to Clifford. Clifford then gets it up on the wing. Hall will get the center, and he's going to shoot it off the glass and down into the zone. And quickly off the bench, the Leafs get to it as the centering pass there by Clifford went astray. And now here are the Sens bringing it back. Duclair onto the right wing side. Had it hit a stick. Gobbled up now by Spezza. Spezza down the left wing. Flips it into the slot. Engberg back in front. Instead of shooting it, Engvall tried to center it in front of the goal. And a great chance there for Kapanen, but he wasn't able to get his stick on the puck. I think Engvall's got to shoot it from there. Flip back into the center ice area. Leafs come up with it again. Spezza to Engvall. Engvall in over the line, into the slot. Fanned on his shot. And it went harmlessly wide.
Engvall 14 without a goal now for the Leafs after a stretch where he scored goals in bunches for them. 6 goals in 9 games before that, but 14 goals without finding the back of the net since. But the ice time has dropped as well.
Nylander steals and brings it in over the line to Tavares. What a save made there by Hogberg. Johnny got it away in a hurry at the point. Working wide is Sandin. Sandin drops it off for Kerfoot. Kerfoot back to the blue line to Nylander. Nylander works onto the near wall. Had it knocked away, and Brown is going to get it out at center ice. Tkachuk trying to get it into the Toronto zone, and he has. Out of the net is Campbell to scoop it back the other way, and it ends up on the stick of Kerfoot, who comes to center. Up ahead now for Tavares. Back in on the right side for Alex Kerfoot. Ran into his man. The puck comes free. Tavares trying to get a shot away. Scores! Willie Nylander may have tipped this, but it's the work of John Tavares, who was surrounded by three Senators, and it is 3-0 Toronto.
And let's face it, in this game, the Leafs have scored three ugly ones. As this seems to glance, I don't know whether it goes off Nylander's arm. He threw it to Tavares in the high slot and went to the net, and Tavares was struggling to find the bouncing puck and get it away. I think this is going about 2 feet wide, and it goes off the right shin pad of William Nylander, but he's heading to the net. Talked about the fortunate goal by Jake Muzzin, but you had two guys in front of the net. And it looks like we're going to get a goaltending change here. And I think this is, unless DJ Smith hasn't seen the replay yet.
Well, Craig Anderson is coming into the game.
Craig Anderson will be thrilled about this either, but DJ Smith, I think this is more of a mercy call than it is anything else. There's Holberg, I think, is... I know the Leafs have only had 16 shots, but he's made about 4 or 5 great stops in this game.
Lead pass at center, knocked away there by Matthews. Hurls it back into his own zone, got it ahead for Marner. Marner's going to chip it in, and Hyman will go chasing after it with Shabbat. In against the boards, Marner rubbed his man out. The puck comes free to Matthews. Matthews backhands it high, gloved and knocked down by Shabbat. Shabbat turns in his own zone. Nylander's 26th of the season. Johnny Tavares picks up the assist. And the Leafs have a 3-0 lead with a pair of goals here in the second stanza. Tierney sends it down around back of the Toronto net. Campbell locked it back. It's to the side of the goal. Tried to come in front of the net. It goes back on the boards then for Duclair to the point and a shot. That rang wide of the goal. Near side and a shot. Well wide of the goal off the stick of Mike Riley. Off the bench, a shot is blocked. It comes back to Riley. Into the slot, a shot. Blockered into the corner by Campbell with authority. Out into the blue line, it's kept in by Tyler Ennis. Down around back of the net. Trying to sidestep one man was Liljegren. He lost the puck and a shot off the side of the goal. Liljegren with his first NHL point on the goal from Muzzin. And the Maple Leafs with a 3-0 lead with 6 minutes and 54 seconds to go as the puck has gone out of play. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Senators are obviously into the rebuild. They'll get 5 picks in the first 2 rounds of the draft, and they're cheering hard for San Jose to go deeper into the tank. And now that Carlson is out for an extended period of time as well for the Sharks. And you know, Belleville.
Pierre Dorion's made some pretty shrewd moves.
And a penalty coming
here. And is this going to go to
the Leafs? To the Leafs, yep. All, I believe, going to the penalty box. The Belleville team, in spite of their loss 7-6 today to the Marlies, are in first place in their division. They've got some good young talent down there, but they lack the superstar that the Leafs ended up getting with Matthews, obviously.
Yeah, but they made 2 trades with Columbus. The Sen receives a couple of second-round picks there, and Anthony Duclair, and giving up only Ryan Zingle. And you say that because Duclair's become a 21-goal guy, even though he struggled of late. They also received a couple of prospects and a 2019 first pick for Matt Duchene.
13:09, the time of the penalty, brought to you by Cold Drops. Don't let a cold leave you shorthanded. Get relief with Cold Drops. And the Sens on the power play here, trailing 3-0.
Campbell has not been forced to be spectacular. But I'm going to say this again. I think you run with it.
Draw one by Ottawa. Shabbat gets it down in front of the net, and it's knocked away. Marner getting to the puck and will just bat it out into the center ice area.
Just the point, and we've seen it happen before. We saw it happen here in Ottawa. Andrew Hammond came in late in the year, went on a roll, got the Senators into the playoffs. Seymour's Leakins gets his chance, and Columbus had gone on a roll, although now they can't score. And what do we got here?
I think this is a late call on an icing. To be absolutely brutally honest.
Well, Travis Dermott's holding his hands up saying, there was no whistle.
It was slapped down from inside the Ottawa zone.
Now, but in saying it with Jack Campbell, we saw it with Jean-Sébastien Aubin. Remember, the Leafs were well out of a playoff spot. He went on a roll late in the year. And I believe that was that the year they lost final game of the season, watching New Jersey and the Islanders in a Sunday afternoon. I just think it's a matter of, if for whatever reason something is working, stay with it until you're comfortably in a playoff spot. And it's not a shot at Freddie Anderson or Michael Hutchinson or anything else, but 5 out of 6 points in his first 3 games. As long as he doesn't give up 4 goals in this game in the second half, it's going to be 7 out of 8 points. And that's going to be a huge difference between the Leafs and the Florida Panthers, who lost again this afternoon. Sergei Bobrovsky, by the way, has had his struggles to not play this afternoon against the Edmonton Oilers.
The delay here is they're getting the clock reconfigured to show the icing. 6:20 to go, and now minute 29 in the power play. Off a face-off win, the Leafs send it down into the corner, and the Senators will have to go back and organize, and Shabbat in behind the net. He had such a wonderful season last year. He has not duplicated his point production this season.
Name a defenseman who has.
Yes. Now a turnover in the offensive end. Hyman flips it back with the assistance of Marner to the defense. Leafs take it all the way back into their own end. And then Dermott fires it off a stanchion, and it comes into the slot area. And off the bench was Kapanen. Now he gets in on the right side, doesn't shoot it. Kapanen's going to play it back down into the Toronto end for Jake Muzzin. That almost worked to perfection. A stanchion at the penalty box door deflected the puck. Instead of icing it, right back along. Now the Leafs have stolen the puck in the offensive end, and Engvall working around back of the net. Still with it, banks it back to center ice, and the Leafs are doing a marvelous job of penalty killing here. Off the boards for Engvall again. Engvall back into his own zone, gives it to the defense, drops it off for Liljegren. Liljegren to center, and down it goes into the Ottawa end.
Ottawa was 0 for 10 in the 4 games coming into this one on the power play.
9 seconds left in the penalty. Gauthier has it pinned up against the wall. Tick-tock, tick-tock. And the penalty will expire before the Sens can get it out of the zone. They never did have it set up in the Leaf end of the rink. Turnover at the blue line almost, but brought on now by Ottawa's Brown. Brown in on the right side. Connor Brown, the former Leaf, gets it into the slot, and a wrist shot. Block the rebound. Sprawling out is Jack Campbell to make the save, and he gives the defenseman Sandin a tap on the rump, and it's returned in kind as we get a stoppage of play in the Leaf zone. 4:35 to play here in the second period. The Leafs 3, the Senators no score. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Face-off in the corner to the left, brought to you by Molson's new Fireside Dark Lager, brewed with 7 specially selected malts. Perfect for cold nights, filled with warm conversation. Molson Fireside, now available in store for a limited time. Jack Campbell has faced 13 Ottawa shots. The Leafs have had 16, first at Marcus Hogberg, and now Craig Anderson taking over after the third goal. And a 3-0 Toronto advantage. Draw one by the Senators. It goes back to the blue line. A long shot in traffic. Doesn't reach the net. Matthews got it ahead. Hyman looking to play it up. The boards couldn't. Too well covered. Matthews spins it back of the goal for him. And it's onto the wing for Barry. Up ahead to Matthews. He works in over the line. Matthews doesn't shoot it. Curls back on the far boards. Right at the blue line. Flipped it in front of the net. Hyman couldn't reach it in time, but has managed to force it to the wall, and Matthews has it bounce over his stick, and Brown will get it out at center ice. Knocked into the Leaf zone by Chris Tierney. Into the corner goes Namestnikov after it. That's scrummed as it comes free, and the Leafs have it in their own zone. And trying to play it back of the net, there was Barry. It hit a leg. Centering pass, they score. Another behind-the-back pass, but unfortunately for the Leafs, it hits the referee and never gets to where it's going. And it is a Ottawa freebie, and Connor Brown's going to get the goal.
Now it was Tyson Barry had it in the corner, and then not only does he hit the referee, then he stops and puts his arms out as if to say, what are you doing there? In the meantime, he doesn't recover in time to get to the front of the net.
16-13, the time of the goal, and the former Leaf has scored his 11th goal of the season and his 36th point, which leads the Ottawa Senators.
And you know what? Jack Campbell almost has this as he reaches back with his stick out of midair. Gets a piece of it, bounces down and into the empty net.
Kept in by Toronto as it goes down into the Ottawa zone. Long shot, knocked wide of the net by Anderson. Puck along the boards with Liljegren forcing it back in. It comes back and backhanded towards the front of the net. Nylander around back of the goal now carries on. Nylander back towards the blue line. Tried to make a pass for Liljegren. That didn't work. And now the Senators working in on the near side. Here's Batherson into the slot area. Shot. Oh, and great save made by the pad of Campbell. And he is quick to get a glove on it and hold it for a faceoff.
Well, the Leafs turn the puck over just inside the Ottawa line, and the Senators come back, and it's a bouncing puck that proves to be dangerous at the top of the crease. Jack Campbell's able to get down on the butterfly and get his right pad on it. This is one of those where it gets thrown to the front of the net, and it's bouncing around. And was it Batherson, kind of the spin-around shot from the high slot?
And Ennis was there as well.
Very nearly Ottawa. Gets back to within one.
Hall reverses the puck for Gauthier. Up on the wing for Clifford. Drop back and up on the left side. It goes for Justin Hall. Hall into the half boards. Back to Gauthier. And his shot explodes off the leg of the Ottawa player in front. And that hurt Ron Hainsey. Around back of the net it goes. Here's Gauthier with it to Clifford. Clifford against the wall. Can't get it in front of the net. And it is the Sens getting it out now at center ice. And launching it down into the Toronto zone is Golubov as he heads to the bench. Leafs with the puck in their own zone. Gauthier, pass intercepted. He has to go back and retrieve it, and does. And has it back of the net now and spins it around on the near wing. Hustling to get to it on the near side is Spezza, who plays it ahead. And it is rifled by Clifford deep into the Ottawa zone as he heads for the Leaf bench. 2:03 left to play in the period. Ottawa on the board. The Leafs with a two-goal lead. On the wall for Berry. Trying to play it into the corner. It goes around back of the net. Engvall secures it. Centering pass. A shot in front. And Spezza couldn't knock it out of the midair to get it into the net. Here's Spezza with it again. Back to the blue line it comes. Berry, wrist shot. Knocked down in front by traffic. Puck controlled then by Kapanen. Kapanen coming out of the corner, circles back into the corner. Works back towards the blue line. Flips it to Berry over on the right side, just out of the reach. It goes to Engvall. Engvall back to the blue line to Berry. Berry doesn't shoot it. Steers off for Dermott. Dermott looking for a man. Backhands into the corner. Engvall with the Leafs changing. Unable to come up with it. And along the boards, Chris Tierney trying to make a play. And the Sens having difficulties getting the puck out of their own end. Now they'll bank it to center ice. Dermott going back in his own zone. Leaf defenseman with a behind-the-back pass in front of his goal. Plays it off on... I am going to strangle somebody, I swear. Here's Berry back with it again. Brought on by Dermott. Across the line on the left-wing side. Plays it off the backboards to the near side for Marner. Marner's pass into the slot doesn't work. Matthews curling out of the corner, though. Matthews drops for Hall. Hall works into the corner, tries to center. A backhand attempt was blocked, and the Sens are trying to break out with a defenseman trapped. In over the line, Shabbat is whistled down offside.
You say you're going to strangle someone. If I see the Leafs give it another odd man rush because a defenseman pinches in the final minute of a period when you've got a two-goal lead.
You're going to help me?
I'm going to strangle someone. And, I mean, this is just, like I said, to me, it's baffling. I realize if you get a scoring opportunity, you take it. But you've got a two-goal lead in the final minute of a period, and your defenseman gets caught pinching. That is something I don't understand.
Here, the Leafs getting it to center, backhanding it in. 20 seconds left in the period. Along the boards, Kerfoot is able to keep it in along the wall. Fed in deeper then by Hall. Back of the net, chipped along by Shabbat. And on the far side, Pageau with 8 seconds left, drops it back. Shabbat will get it ahead, knocked into the corner, and time is going to run out here. And the Leafs will go to the dressing room with a two-goal lead. They led 1-0 at the end of the first. We get some shoving going on down in the corner with Tkachuk in the middle of it. And nothing more to develop. They made it 3-0 on goals from Muzzin and Nylander, but Brown has subsequently scored for Ottawa to make it a 3-1 game.
Now you can say it's a bit of a bad break. You can say it's another play that you're going to strangle somebody on, but it's a behind-the-back pass. That the Leafs get a bad bounce as it goes off the referee, but the Ottawa Senators are able to take advantage of it. But from a Leafs standpoint, 2 points up in the Florida Panthers in the standings. And if you want to look a little further than that, they're 2 back of Columbus, 2 back of Philadelphia, who are in a wild card spot right now. Only 4 back of the Islanders, and you've got Carolina's 1 back of Toronto as well. So I think you've really got to come out, take care of this game, and not have to spend any kind of energy into the third period. I mean, a little bit of chip and chase. Just look after the game so you can maybe rest a little bit, or not at least have those taxi minutes in the third period heading to Buffalo for the second of back-to-back games.
Yeah, right, like that's going to happen.
I know, but I thought I'd fill a few minutes.
Yeah, you did. Well, you know what, you got your point across.
Back, yeah.
You got your point across. That's okay.
Well, are you saying we don't protect Leafs?
No, well, I'm just saying it's probably not going to happen. At any rate, it's 3-1 Leafs here after two. We'll ship it back to Jim and Kristen. You're listening to Multi-Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.